The Tale of Buster Bumblebee by Arthur Scott Bailey. Chapter 1. The Big Family. When Mrs. Field Mouse moved from her home in Farmer Green Meadow to the more fashionable neighborhood near the gristmill, she had no idea that anyone would care to live in the little old house that she had left. So she was much surprised the following summer when she heard that a new family was occupying her former home.
"If it's a small family, they'll get along well enough," she remarked to Aunt Polly Woodchuck, who had told her the news.
"Small!"
Aunt Polly exclaimed, lifting both her hands, with the black mitts on them, high in the air.
"They say it's a dreadful family, at least 200 of 'em, so I've been told."
Well, for a moment, Mrs. Field Mouse couldn't say a word. She was so astonished. Then she managed to gasp.
"What's their name?"
"I declare, I can't just remember," said Aunt Polly Woodchuck, "but it's a name that rhymes with apple tree, though that's not quite it. They're a very musical family, I understand.
My nephew Billy Woodchuck passed right by their door only yesterday, and he says he heard music and the sound of dancing from inside the house."
Later, she sent her nephew Billy to tell Mrs. Field Mouse that on her way home, she had remembered the name of the big family. It was Bumblebee.